everyone, and welcome to the 85th minute of the Blade Runner Minute. Or as we like to call it now, podcasters in cars eating Cheez-Its. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
First things first, Sandra, how are you feeling?
My cold is gone.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a headache.
Because you didn't feel well last time.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a headache, but that seems normal.
All right. Don't overdo it. Just, I'm fine.
I'm fine. How are you?
That's it. I'm fine.
I thought you were like, actually asking.
All right. Don't get all mushy on me, princess. The minute starts and ends with Roy and Tyrell arguing about how to lengthen replicant lifespan.
Yes. I like that more
than what
you usually do, where you tell me a little at the beginning and then you tell me a little at the end, and I feel like you're spoiling it for me.
Yeah, well,
I like the brief summary.
That last line. I was going to end it on that last line.
No.
But yeah, it spoils the whole whole episode.
That's what you do each time. That's why I don't like it.
Because hot damn, is that a line to end the scene on?
Well, the scene starts with a continuation from last week's or last episode.
What you're saying is this minute takes place directly after the last minute?
Right. No, it was in the middle of a sentence. Is what I wanted to say.
Right.
The sentence began, to make an alteration in the evolvement of an organic life system is fatal. I can read the rest, but do we really need to?
No, as a matter of fact, I specifically stayed away from, lines in the movie, and I just wanted to talk about.
Can we talk about the science, or we're not talking about the science?
Sure, you can talk about whatever the hell you want to. I'm just saying, for me personally.
So let you begin, and then I'll talk science and make you fall asleep.
I want to rewind a little bit.
Okay, rewind.
Because last time, I harped on the line, the facts of life,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it as Tyrell being rude and dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the facts of life. That's life, buddy. And I was wrong. Him saying the facts of life. I take it as he's preparing to give Roy the bad news. Like, here's the facts of life. Yada, 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 what you just said. The evolvement ends in death.
Yes.
Whatever he says. So, and I think, I'm not sure, well, you didn't watch this minute yet, so, at that point, so you couldn't have corrected me or known.
I just didn't feel like he was being rude. Does that make sense? I don't know. I never got.
No, that's cool. I just wanted to correct myself, because last time I thought when he says the facts of life, I thought that was his way of just shrugging off Roy's concerns, and now based on what he says afterwards, I'm realizing, oh, this is the equivalent of someone coming in and saying, guess what, and then they give you a thing, whatever, you know, a line of stuff.
Can we talk about his cool glasses?
Tyrell's cool glasses?
Mm-hmm.
We have before, but sure, yeah, I've had it.
The octagonal shape.
Octagonal?
Octagonal?
Octagonal? Octagonal?
I'm going to go with octagonal.
Is it octagonal or
potato?
Octagonal?
Sure.
Octagon?
I'm going to go with it.
Is
I don't
it
care.
Is it three O's?
The eight-sided shape of
Is it
glasses?
Octo or octa?
You're the one who spells well, not me.
Apparently not.
I like the eight-sided shape of his glasses, and that they have these thick bars of trifocals.
His glasses almost match the design in the door that I was talking about last
with
time.
The just insets?
All that stuff
but
that juts out of
the door. But he clearly has these trifocals, but you never noticed, even when he was reading something, that he was looking through down through the bottom part. Like, it never seemed that way. Usually, you've never had to wear bifocals or trifocals.
Right.
So if you're looking long distance, you'll tend to look through the top, and if you're looking mid-distance, you look through the middle, and then if you're reading, you look down.
Okay.
So you kind of have to get used to it.
Okay.
They don't really make them with that line anymore so much. They're able to phase them in, so people can't notice
can't
that line
the
on the
seam.
Glasses.
Yeah, I know what you're
like
talking
my mother
about.
Has trifocals, and you can't see that on her lenses.
Okay.
But you do have to. You see the way her eyes have to move depending on which distance she's looking at. So I wonder if they were true glasses, or like if they were dummies with just the line because he thought it looked cool. But I thought they were cool shaped. I liked it. I don't know why. It was just visually interesting.
Yeah. I've always loved those glasses. Those glasses are
the Scooter and Scooter effect.
Yeah. They're part of the charm of the movie.
Yes.
They're up there with Deckard's gun, in my opinion. They're part of the unique visuals and style of this film.
Roy is so sweaty during this scene.
Roy's eyes are at a steady glow.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about Roy in this?
Well, hold on. I said later on I have Roy is sweating profusely.
Yes.
Did you have anything to say about Roy's sweat?
It was just like...
Okay.
Tyrell was sweating a little bit as well. But Roy was like... It was dripping down his face. Was the room hot? Was he just nervous? Because they're both sweating, but I gotta figure it's a little both that it's hot and they're nervous.
Yeah, of course. Roy's and he's wearing that heavy leather jacket.
It's a lot of sweat.
Do I notice Roy's eyes are at a steady glow at this point of the movie? And I'm assuming they did that on purpose to make sure we realize this is a standoff between a creation and, mm-hmm. and its creator.
Yes.
There's no...
You know, he's really...
There's no mistake now. This is not a two guys talking. This is Tyrell and his creation having it out.
He really is. He's talking to his creator, God, Father, whatever you want to call it. And it must be daunting and overwhelming. And it changes so much about what's to come. You're confronted with your maker, your literal maker, your designer. It's a lot. And then they start talking about all the science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it shows how smart Roy is.
I love that too, Roy. I wrote Roy goes tit for tat with Tyrell's knowledge.
I wrote Roy did his homework.
Okay.
Roy did his homework. He came in knowing, having knowledge of what are possibilities. He just didn't have the know-how of how to make any of those things happen. So when he tells him things like EMS recombination, he's done the homework. Like, he's researched it.
Do you know what he's talking about, by the way?
Yes, I know all of it. Do you want me to go step by step? I know all of it.
Abso-gosh-darn-lutely, yeah.
Okay, so when he's talking about coding sequence cannot be revised once it's been established by the second day, the cell undergoes revision mutation. So revision mutations... are back mutations. It's trying to revert back to its original form,
mm-hmm.
right? So whenever you try to force that to happen in the premise of the movie, mm-hmm. because they've actually been able to do this now with bacteria.
Okay.
Whenever you do that, it makes these... I don't even know how to pronounce it. I'm just going to say it anyway again. Reverent? How did he say it? I can't remember now.
Give me.
No, I don't want you to see my nose.
I can help you pronounce the word.
Colonies of these back mutated genes that are completely mutated. They've gone too far. Undergone two mutations. So think of it like in Multiplicity when they make two copies, a copy of a copy. It gets a little less clear. So as there's a gene that's undergone two mutations isn't as pristine and weaker. So it starts to like degenerate, and he talks about it like rats leaving a sinking ship. The ship sinks. Then he talks about EMS recombination. What he's talking about is the he says it in the movie. I have ethylmethane sulfonate. I actually remember this from college.
Really?
Yeah.
Which part?
All of it. It's an organic compound. It does cause random mutations, but in a nucleotide, so in the nucleus of the cell.
Okay.
In the nucleus of the cell is where you usually find the RNA, but if I'm wrong, this is just like off my head. So the RNA is what tells the DNA how to combine, right?
I don't know.
So EMS recombination...
I have no idea what you're saying.
...causes a mutation in that powerhouse nucleotide of the cell. I think we always called it that. And it is an alkylating agent, and it's a mutagen. But this mutagen, it mutates in terrible ways. So usually when they're doing this EMS recombination, they're doing it to test other things, like how to fix something that's gone wrong. So we need a cell that's gone wrong first, and they use this to make the cell that's gone wrong.
Okay.
And it does. It's like a lethal virus, but all a virus is cells that replicate quickly and overtake the existing cells.
Okay.
So the subject is dead before he left the table. I want to talk about this. He didn't say it. He said he.
So you think he has already humanized them, or is he talking about a specific...
I think he's humanized.
A specific incident where they tried that.
I think it would still be an it. And you got to figure if they're doing experiments, they do it more than once. But I love that it's not he.
Yeah.
He's humanized them. That these are his creations. They are beings.
They're
love
his children.
That.
He's proud of them. He loves them.
Right. The next thing he says talks about a repressor protein. So a repressor protein is a protein that is like the silencer of RNA. So RNA needs to bind to certain things. And this quiets...
What is RNA again?
it's the, I can't, I don't remember what the letters stand for, but it's in the nucleus and it kind of tells the DNA what to do.
Okay.
Okay, so it silences, it's a protein that attaches to the RNA and silences it and not letting it be expressed and tell the cell what to do. And it blocks the actual operation of those cells. Like you said, that a repressor protein blocks the operating cells. So they can't do that. And then he talks about obstruct the replication, but that makes viruses in a whole nother way because it carries new viruses. And the more you try to mess with what's already there, the less pure it is.
Do you, I love, first of all, this is the sexiest you've ever been. This past few
minutes. You've said that a lot during this podcast.
Talking this scientific gobbledygook.
I could be wrong.
No, that doesn't matter. The point is you love this gosh darn podcast so much that you're going to the trouble to recite these words that you can barely pronounce. And I just love you for it.
You're terrible. You know? You're so mean to me.
But no, I'm not. I didn't mean that in a mean way. I love the effort. Like you're.
But
really...
I had to write so small. It's hard for me to always see my writing.
But here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Do you believe what Tyrell is saying?
Based on the data they had when the movie was made, this is accurate.
But all right. Do you want to say the line? Or do you want me to say the line? Because here's what's happening right now. Here's the news.
You can do it.
All right, here are the facts of life.
Okay.
First of all, Tyrell doesn't seem to be looking Roy in the eyes. And I guess that's because it's out of fear. There's a part where Tyrell and Roy are going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Roy making suggestions. Tyrell is knocking them. Swatting them down. Nope, doesn't work, you're gonna die. Nope, doesn't work, you're gonna die. And at that point, there's a shot over Roy's shoulder, over Roy's left shoulder.
And this is all close-ups of their face.
Yeah, and
too.
Tyrell
awesome.
Doesn't seem to be looking Roy in the eye. Then Roy goes around Tyrell, around the left of Tyrell. And again, Tyrell is just looking straight ahead. So he's got mm-hmm. him scared. But did you notice that? Tyrell wasn't looking him in the eye? It looked as though when Roy was standing in front of Tyrell, it looked the way Obi-Wan looked at Jar Jar in episode 1. Because Ahmed Best to stand wasn't exactly where they put the animation.
I bet that's exactly how it happened, that they each did their stuff. Because they did
all these
close-ups.
No, he was right there on set with
him. But they were doing these close-ups of the face. And I bet it was one of those things where they kind of changed someone's position a little bit.
Possibly,
during certain
but
shots.
If I showed it to you right now, the actual scene, like a freeze frame of the scene... You would realize how odd it seemed to me that Tyrell couldn't look Roy in the eye as he's just knocking down.
Do you think that's
down.
The point of the movie?
I think that's the point of the scene.
That's what I mean.
That he doesn't have the heart to look Roy in the eye because he's lying to him. Because what he says is, and I'm going to give you a chance because it's one of the best lines in the film.
You can say it.
You sure?
Because I can tell you why that is.
You were made as well as we could make you.
Yes.
Tyrell is lying. Because Bryant said that the 4-year lifespan was
that's
a fail-safe.
That's why. We made
they
you as well as we can make
it.
Of course they did it purposely.
To counter their developing emotions.
Right. Because they had to. That's the law. We made you as well as we could make you because that's the law.
Why
I
is
can't.
That the law?
Because they don't want them rising up against them.
Oh, this is news to me. The law. I thought when Bryant explained to Deckard that they start developing their own emotions...
I figured that's part of the law, the same
you
way...
You thought there was, like, in conjunction with Tyrell and the LAPD, let's put in the fail-safe to keep them... Oh.
That's why they're off-world, too. Like, they're not allowed on-planet for the same reason.
Oh, I never would have thought about that. I immediately
that's
saw...
That's the whole thing of the movie!
No, but I didn't see it that way. I saw it as Tyrell, the Tyrell Corporation...
No, that's how they marketed it.
To just protect the public.
I saw it as... They have to be off-world because they're dangerous. People don't like them. And as an added safety measure, look.
Okay.
Like the child-proof on medicine.
Okay, I feel like we're arguing the same point, just from different angles. I agree with you, but...
You never realized it until now.
I didn't see it as the law. I just saw it as something that the Tyrell Corporation did to just keep their product on the market.
No, I feel like it's the law, especially since they're not allowed on world either.
Because the crawl doesn't say anything about their 4-year
lifespan.
No,
but I assume especially because it says, like, that line makes me feel we made you as well as we could make you.
He doesn't say as well as we were told to make you, though.
No, but
legally.
As we could. We couldn't make you better than that. We're not allowed to.
You're probably right,
and
but
I also believe
I don't know about that.
Tyrell loves his creations in the way that someone loves a box that they've created. It's still an object to them. I don't really think Tyrell likes people all that much, but he wants to see the possibilities because he made Rachel without that failsafe, and she was supposed to be a secret. She was a secret for however long she was alive for. They, you know, up until this point, like, could be 10 years, who knows? But
what makes Pinocchio a real boy?
That he has a conscience and he learned his lessons.
Was there anything that Geppetto did?
Why he became animated? He prayed and wished for it on a star.
No, in the end, when he becomes an actual
boy. It had nothing to do with Geppetto, really. It had to do with Pinocchio learning his lessons.
I was just curious.
He had to live life and learn how to be a real boy.
That's after he smokes the cigar and stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And parties hard.
Party.
And sacrifices himself to save Geppetto.
In the whale.
Mm-hmm.
In the whale or around the whale? Like, he fights
the
whale?
He had to get Geppetto out of the whale.
Is Geppetto reading by candlelight in the whale's stomach?
Yes.
Okay. I have all these images in my head of Pinocchio, but
do you want to go watch Pinocchio?
I think we're going to have to watch Pinocchio.
Okay.
But with the Blade Runner soundtrack
playing. Can we get back to this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I feel
you get why I brought that up just now, right?
All right. I feel like he had to. That's just it. I feel like they had to put that failsafe in. So they made you as well as we could make you. Makes complete sense to me. You know, and he talks about this alteration of evolvement of life forms. Really what they're saying, do they mean how a life form evolves? Well, haven't we done that and altered the way life form evolves? I don't know about the time when the movie was made or not, if we had already done that, but we do that now, don't we, with genetic modified organisms.
Genetically modified
organisms. It's in our food products. I guess we don't really do it on a cellular level when we're creating new strains of apples or something. But we definitely do it on a genetic level in laboratories now with food.
I don't know. You read the paper.
I don't read the paper. We only get the paper once a week.
I honestly wouldn't know. I don't know how deep this goes.
I do know that
since then. And how we can relate it to our modern life. So.
I know that since then they've been able to, in mice, I read an article about them fixing some kind of rare liver disorder
mm-hmm.
by introducing a bacteria DNA into it. And it fixed the DNA that was mutated that caused this rare liver disorder. I know they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've grown cells, right?
Sure.
Have we? But that means we've altered evolvement. But we're not, that's not what he's asking him to do. We're not asking him to alter how Roy has evolved. Because that evolving takes over years span. It doesn't happen like, I'm not born and I've evolved.
I think I made a note of something like this.
I think he's trying to just say it in a fancy way that, like, I can't fix what's broken already because it's never really fully fixed. It'll just cause you more problems.
Right.
And that's really the point of the whole thing. But this line, when he talks about changing how life form evolves, well, we've done that. We've done that with watermelons, let's say. That happened hundreds of years ago. And we've done that with carrots because we like orange carrots.
There aren't very many things that I look at these days and think that's a natural part of life's cycle. I feel like we've affected everything. Like, that tree is growing out of the freaking concrete. And look what we've done. Look at these.
But that hasn't changed it on a cellular level?
Well,
but the things that we've put into our environment is changing things on a cellular level.
Right.
So doesn't that mean we can alter the evolvement of a life form?
Yeah, but can Tyrell?
And don't we do that with stem cells, too, when we use stem cells to beat a disease?
It sounds like it to me.
Maybe those things just weren't possible in 1980-whatever. So they wrote that line. It's a really good-sounding line, but it doesn't seem plausible today.
You were made as good as we can make you?
No, the rest, the evolvement of an organic life, a system is fatal. Because that's not true. And I wonder if they did it during the 80s, but I wasn't around to know, so I don't. It's hard to find that kind of stuff. And I didn't really research it either, because I suck at this.
To make an alteration in the evolvement. Why didn't he just say evolution?
Because it sounds fancier.
Are you sure we got the word right?
Yeah, I actually put closed captioning on, so okay. Because this scene I needed to watch like 3 times to make sure I got all the science-y words right.
Science-y. To make an alteration in the evolvement of an organic life system is fatal. That seems a bit hyperbolic to me. I think he's bullshitting Roy.
I don't think so.
I think he is. And in the next minute, I
but he's
I
right. We haven't
asked that question more straightforward.
But again, we've changed genes, but we haven't corrected mutations, except for this like one article I read about liver disease. I don't even know where I read it.
Okay.
But we haven't been able to reverse a mutation. Like, if someone is suffering from radiation poisoning, we can try to fix the radiation poisoning, try to flush it out of their system. But if you have changed on a genetic level, we haven't been able to put it back without messing up the whole thing.
We have to watch Chernobyl.
Yes, we do have to watch Chernobyl.
It started.
But that's what that's about. Like,
you just reminded me.
So, thanks.
Yeah, radiation.
So, we can't fix those mutated genes. If they could, they would already be getting rid of congenital hereditary disorders.
Okay, but back to the movie. I don't. He's not being asked to change the mutated genes. He's being asked to change something, and Tyrell is claiming that it will mutate the genes if we try to change it.
No, because he talks about reversion mutation. Cells that have undergone reversion mutation. So reversion mutation means cells that are mutated twice. To make him have a short lifespan,
they had to mutate him
the first time.
And then to try to reverse it...
Is reverse.
Okay. I'm actually on board. Wow, I actually am following you.
I'm a good teacher.
I guess so. Unless we're both wrong, and then...
Reversion mutation is totally cells that have mutated
twice. I'm with you. I still say he's bullshitting Roy.
Do you want to believe that, or you have evidence?
It just seems that way.
The science holds
up. Because of what Bryant says. They built in a failsafe for your lifespan to keep them from thinking.
Of mutation.
I think they did. I think he could have gone back and turned a Roy into a...
In the very beginning.
Into a Rachel.
In the very beginning, but not now.
We made you as well as we could have made you at the time. He should have said that. We Maybe. Made you as well as we could have
because
made
of the
you
laws. He doesn't get into
then.
That part.
Now, buddy, sorry.
I would think and assume that in the world that everyone knows what the law
then
is.
It is like what I said. It's like what I thought before. We're arguing the same point from a different angle. I get, yeah. So I get what you mean, yeah. It means the same thing. I could have made you like Rachel, but I didn't, and I can't change it now.
I don't think Rachel's experiment, the Rachel experiment, is the lack of a failsafe.
That's a good band name, the Rachel experiment.
The Rachel experiment. I don't think that is the point of her experiment. I think the implanted memories are the point of the experiment.
Okay.
And then this adds weight to that for me, that it was a mutation that they did on the gene. Kind of like what we were talking about, that like there are certain genes they turn on and off to make them stronger, or weaker, or smarter, or sexier, or what have you, faster.
Right, so Rachel's lifespan is the default setting.
They couldn't see they modified... that I was flipping the switches in the air.
So Rachel's lifespan is the default lifespan of all the replicants, and they changed it to Roy and Pris and Zora and Leon's lifespan.
I think so.
So the special part, like you just said, the thing that makes Rachel special, you're right, isn't her lifespan. It's her memories.
And I hate when you try to read stuff about Blade Runner online and they refer to this movie and they talk about these replicants, you know, have a problem with their implanted memories. And I'm like, that's not... They don't have a problem with their implanted memories.
Yeah, they don't have implanted memories.
The implanted memories is what controls them in the later movies. That's what makes Rachel more human. Her implanted memories, why it's so hard to tell if she's human or not human.
Oh, that's great. That's great stuff. Thank you. That's a really... interesting couple of things you just said to me. I liked that.
I say lots of interesting things.
Yeah, I really dug that.
And now you're sitting and thinking on it a little?
Oh, I really, really enjoyed that conversation that we just had. That was really... I'm glad we recorded that. I'm glad we do a podcast about Blade Runner and that we recorded this. So, yeah, that was really good. Your dog's trying to piss, buddy. Could you stop and let him piss? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Dog lifts his leg. He yanks him by the neck.
Dog smells.
Dickhole.
That dog smells.
The guy's a dickhole.
Most people are.
I'm leaving that part in.
Okay. Do you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, I was going to stay on the Tyrell is lying bit, but...
You can give me your reasons
why. You made a great point, so that was the last I had for this minute.
You don't want to talk about why you think he's lying?
Or that's why I thought he was lying, because of Bryant.
Hmm.
because of what Brian said.
Did I just, like, completely tear apart your worldview?
No.
Yes, it did.
No. No, not at all. No, I had a thought. You explained why I was wrong. Did you?
I didn't explain why you were wrong. Why I feel differently than you.
Pete stopped believing. No. No, you're full of shit. Tyrell's still alive.
Okay, if that makes you feel better. I don't think so.
You want to stick around? You want to do 86?
Why do you lie to them and act like we don't do two at a time?
Do you want
to
do 86?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So for now.